closed, but you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Test Free From Radio. My name is Haley. I have the show 2 to 3 p.m. It is before 3, so I'm still here. There we go. So, in the past little while, we listened to Messy Love by Miramasa, Romeo by Chairlift, Vines by Hippocampus, which I heard that first because we had a little exact conversation at our last meeting talking about everyone's top songs from the year, and that was someone's top song. So thanks, John, for getting me that song. And 2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear. Shout out to Emma and Chris. I'm sorry I didn't realize you were listening, so I did not give you a shout out, but now you have one, and it's extra special because it's just the two of you and everyone else was before. So how about that? I think that's all I got. So I don't know if it's anything you want to say before your show goes on.
Just keep listening.
Do you want the aux?
It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. I should say that. So if you're listening to my show, there's a very good chance you will like Nate's show because we play very similar music. And he's also a nice person who deserves to have listeners.
Oh, wow, thanks. Deserves the best.
Fine. Should get to have listeners. How about that? So that's that. Since I have another minute, I'm going to let the sweet sounds of Wham play out for the end of the show. Happy finals.
Listeners, I'm going to turn the headphones down a little bit. Haley is deaf. Thank you. Almost Friday is over. Fast and Loose has started now on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM for everyone who is local, and WMFO.org for everyone who is national or international. Thanks for listening. Today, I'm going to be going through a bunch of the songs that I loved over the course of 2017. This is going to be like a 2 or 3 part show, so If your favorite song of 2017 hasn't happened yet, just assume that it was on the show you either didn't listen to or haven't listened to yet. So I get the total immunity there from all that. Anyway, we'll get right into it. This is one of my favorite bands that I started listening to in 2017, Big Thief.
Baby. You made a mistake, you lost.
Hello.
Hello. I'm still here.
Haley's still here. We are hanging out. We played HQ for a second there. That was a lot of fun.
It was like a second. It was a little...
It was.
Approximately one single second because I got locked out.
Yeah, well, you just cost me like 10 bucks because I think we could have got all those. So there's
yeah,
that.
Except for the last one.
What was it? That was the cheese one or the... No, because
no,
we
the last one
the
was
meant to live one
was something
too.
Else that, yeah, I don't think it would have
That was going to happen. No, no way.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah, and it's I'm using it as a backing track, so clearly I don't like it very much. No, I do. This is great. This is Sleep Sound by Jamie XX. A great backing track for,
actually,
for
I
use.
I actually don't love Jamie XX. I know I'm supposed to because everyone does.
I know I'm supposed to.
Because people do, but I just am not a huge fan.
Is he,
I like this song.
Is he in, like he's in the XX, but he's not.
I don't know.
Like he's like not the other person who sings most of the time.
I never got that straight. Like that. Whole
but life. I don't know if he's the guy who sings. You know, like I don't know if he's the guy who comes in and is like, oh, yes.
that's exactly how.
Basic
is
space.
It, is it actually you?
Like it's actually me. That was a sample. Yeah, it's actually me.
Stop
yeah, no, talking. I mean, that's this song also didn't come out in 2017, so I don't know why I'm playing it right now. Anyway, really quick, we played Capacity, or Shark Smile by Big Thief, Now and Then by Slowdren. I don't know how to say that. Do you know how to say that?
Aren't they your favorite band?
Slowdren.
Well, you told me I said that last name wrong, so Slowdren. I can't be trusted.
Oh, yeah. Sylvanesso with Rewind and Always in Undertow. These are all songs from just like great 2017 releases. The next set is going to be like bands that are pretty popular. So The Killers, Beck, The National, and Phoenix all had, and St. Vincent and Broken Social Scene all had really great albums that came out. And I'm like really excited that some of the songs on there were definitely like hits. So yeah, anyway, there's that. Thanks for joining me, Haley.
Thanks for having me.
This is the first time you've ever been like a guest?
Besides maybe when I got trained.
Wow. And then you were like direct to like own show, and then it was like I've got the controls like from there.
Yeah.
What about as like like that's the other thing too is like it's really fun to have your like friends on there like, you know, oh my god, the radio.
No, I've had friends on my show.
Okay, yeah.
But I have not been a guest on someone else's show like ever.
Wow. I feel honored. Yeah. All right, cool.
I also don't usually stick around. I'm like most of my people I know who have shows, it's like late at night. And I'm
yeah, that's true.
Walk all the way here.
I gotta go all the way to Curtis Hall.
All the way to Curtis Hall.
All the way the 5 minute
gonna
walk.
Cold.
It's gonna be freezing and it's gonna be raining and the walk sign's not gonna be on, so you have to wait out there for 35 minutes.
And that's why I only guest in someone's show when they're right after mine and I'm already here.
Exactly, yeah. And you're just avoiding leaving because it's freezing out there. It is actually super cold today.
I actually wasn't going to leave. I was going to go to my office, which is across.
I walked out and my hands like froze off today. I was like, this is not one of those days.
I have my big puff, so.
Oh, there you go. Good. Okay.
It's like wearing a marshmallow.
It's like wearing, yeah, that's, well, yeah, I can imagine.
That's the way to go.
Because then you think of like campfires and stuff and you're like, yeah. That's good. No, because as you know, insulation is vacuum is the best insulation. And so that's why I like down feathers and stuff.
Huh.
There are three forms of heat transfer. It's from my old life.
Did you go to a tech school?
I was institutionalized. Oh, yeah. You were talking about, like, I don't have any finals. I only write essays. I was like, that is literally the most foreign concept I've ever heard in my entire life. I haven't written an essay since I was a junior in high school. Yeah, I've written long emails, but that's but they were like about like music or something. You know, it like wasn't, you know, that was just.
I've turned in 28 pages that I've written in the past 4 days.
No, I the longest thing I ever wrote was like an IB extended essay.
Well, senior year.
Yeah, maybe I guess it was senior year. Maybe not junior year.
You had to write
23.
Paper
that was 23.
Year.
Yeah, 20. Were you in the IB program? Were you IB?
No, I was in the AP program.
Tough times. You weren't a baccalaureate. That's actually, this is a fun fact. Molly has 2 degrees. I've got one from college. The only thing that like is hung on the wall of our apartment is the international baccalaureate degree from high school. And it's in the bathroom. That's the best part. It's kind of like a joke. Like I put it up there just because it was like, we were like kind of trying to imagine like putting stuff up there. And I was like, all right, this will just be a placeholder because it's like roughly the same size. And it's just remained there. And it's great because like on the essay, the one in question, I got a mediocre and 0 points because it was bad. It was essentially like its contents could be boiled down into like one hot take about like China's economy. Like that was made by someone who had no, like who wrote like read one half of an Economist article about it and was just like, I got to make this move right now. Here's what's gonna happen.
And now it's in your bathroom.
And now it's, well, yeah, and that's the, and it's,
does it
it's
say
just,
mediocre?
It says mediocre.
Oh my
God. And that's the best thing. It's like Nate Rubret like has received it, and then like it has the scores on the bottom, which none of them are great. And then the one just says like extended essay mediocre points zero. And so it was just, I mean, it was, I barely skated by it. It was great.
Sounds like something you should frame in your house as an adult.
And just like have, you know, that's the thing. And that's the other, like, there are so many achievements, especially with Molly. I mean, like, she graduated like summa cum laude from like Tech and from nursing school, and like those diplomas should be like on the wall, like ready to go, and they're not. They're literally sitting behind our door. Like, you open up the door, and if you open it up too fast, it like you just hear this like clanging behind there, and that's like a bunch of her degrees that are just like sitting there. And we keep talking about it, like, we'll just like, we just need to get something to like put it on the wall, and we just, it hasn't happened.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, it's also like, I don't know, like, what's on our wall, like art that our friends made, inside jokes that couldn't possibly be understood, and then like show posters from like shows we didn't go to, you know, and then a giant chalkboard which like people come by and like write crazy stuff on, and that's it. Like, that's our, that's the
this
world
is
that
the
we
millennial
live
in. Life,
it's the millennial life, and it's an apartment because we don't own a house because, you know, we eat too much avocado toast and have health insurance, and so that's like, that's the trade-off that we have to make. So anyway, back to the music. This is from The Killers. That's who this is from.
They had new albums this year?
Oh, they had a new album this year.
For a kid. pharaoh's curse, the apple flower doggerel. The battery's burst and I'm out in the city, and the typical noise in the suntan lips and the filigree of energy. What you want, what you need. I'm down on my knees in a pocket full of widows. You can do it down here, but you never did there. You feel untethered from the broken veneer. Don't tell nobody I'm here. Don't tell nobody I'm here. Now I'm far from the world in this heaven, heaven. Now I'm far from the world in this heaven, heaven. Now you gotta let me go. Now you gotta let me go. Land in the dust pile. I wanna wake up in the shadow of a fever pitch with the gold glass heart sending messages. I hear a voice on the phone, she pauses and says, they'll never, never, never go. Oh, can I stay here with you?
The second I'd see you, you cannot the cash, I wasn't a keeper. I was walking around like I was the one who found dead John Cheever. Hand and glove. So blame it on me. I really don't care. It's a foregone conclusion. I see you in stations and on invitations. You'd fall into rivers with friends on the weekends. Innocent skies above. The liquor store, I can't wait to see you. I'm walking around like I was the one who found dead John Cheever in the house of love. So blame it on me. I really don't care. It's a foregone conclusion. So bad, I wasn't that sick. Got taken by love, I wasn't that quick. A foregone conclusion. It's gonna be different after tonight. You're gonna see me in a different light. It's a foregone conclusion.
Girl, the truth, we're all to blame. Their lies and moral consequences. consequences. We studied at the end of the line to end up giving up to a couple of kids. When you talk, me, I'll let you go. The more cold around the atoll, something about how hard you learn. Kamikaze in a hopeless world. Do you remember the last time you laughed and I laughed and you left it alone? Bend me on the lonely other side of the world with a couple of guys and no alphabet. Put two and two together, we'll make it last forever.
try to tell you I love you, and it comes out all sick. I guess that's just me, right? I guess that's how I'm built. I try to write you a love song, but it comes out all meant. I guess that's just me, honey. I guess that's how I'm built. I try to tell you I love you, but it comes out all sick. I guess that's just me, honey. I guess that's how I'm built. I try to write you a love song, but it comes out all meant. I try to write you a love song, but it comes out all meant.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. Oh,
You found a new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us so. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming.